local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we are back once again. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable, typically with Joe and Austin. Joe is not here for this week, but Austin Price is still in the studio with you. And of course, I am accompanied by Steve Taylor.
Hello.
I've asked you how you are time and time again, but this time I'm just going to say hello so everybody knows that you're there. And you did just that. Thank you, sir. It's like you read my mind.
You're welcome.
Let's see. 6:11 here. So we've got a little bit of time to work with before we dive right in to our first traffic and weather update. So let's get those top three stories out of the way. Let's see. We've got the Supreme Court reportedly going to allow emergency abortions based on a document accidentally posted online. So that's according to Bloomberg. They obtained a document relating to a pending Idaho abortion case. The document reportedly shows that the court will allow emergency room doctors in Idaho to perform abortions. So obviously, we've got a bit of a legal clash here because it's like we heard about the overturning of Roe v. Wade, and we know that, you know, the heavily Republican court. I mean, this is a pretty interesting situation to see that they may be allowing some exceptions here. That's pretty interesting.
Of course, this is not official yet.
Oh, no. Just a report, see. But it's a bombshell one for sure.
Well, we're almost about 24 hours from the main event, and a new poll released on the eve of the first presidential debate says former President Trump's taking the lead over President Biden nationally. With all eyes on the first debate, which, of course, is tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, right here on News Radio Pensacola, a new Quinnipiac poll says 73% of the voters will likely watch the debate, and 16% say each candidate's performance in that debate could lead them to changing their vote. The poll also finds Trump now leads President Biden 49% and 45% in a head-to-head match after Trump trailed by 1% back on May 22nd. In a six-way race, which includes RFK Jr., the poll finds Trump's lead increases to 6 percentage points, beating Biden 43% to 37%.
And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is praising Democratic Senator John Fetterman for his support of Israel. Fetterman met with Netanyahu in Israel today and reaffirmed his support for the country in its fight against Hamas. Netanyahu said that Israel has no better friend than John Fetterman. Now, of course, you know, the Democratic Party in this country getting kind of chippy with itself when it comes to this whole Israel-Hamas situation. You got some talking about a genocide that Israel is allegedly, you know, performing, but then you've got obviously pro-Israeli Democrats here. And apparently John Fetterman has been one of the most vocal supporters amongst the Democrats in favor of Israel, that is. And that has isolated him from many of his progressive counterparts. And I mean, really, that just points to a bigger issue that I just mentioned when it comes to the party kind of being split. And you know what? I've wondered this, and Steve, you can try this one on for size, because okay. I don't think I've really shared this with anybody. I wonder if the division amongst this whole, you know, Israel-Palestine conflict, just in the Democratic Party alone, I wonder if that is going to be a discussion topic, at least amongst voters, when it comes to this debate that we've got tomorrow and who's going to vote for who for what reason. I wonder how much of a deal breaker that may be for some Democrats in particular.
Well, it's also been a divider in all the way down to some families who have different opinions and fight over it.
Yes.
Of course, the issue is Israel's attacked. 1,600 people killed outright, and which was kind of horrible, hostages taken and so forth. But the war is continuing, and it's not. It doesn't. This for some historical context here. In 67, the Six-Day War, that's how Israel ended up with the West Bank and so forth in Gaza, and has been occupying it ever since, and there's been tit-for-tat violence ever since, going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and I'm afraid that this is not going to come out well.
Well, and
unfortunately, because, again, what's happening is, of course, with all the Palestinian deaths, each one of those deaths, they have families and friends and so forth who, of course, are going to basically try and strike back somehow. And if Hamas is defeated, some other group is going to come up.
Yeah.
And there's got to be, in my opinion, some kind of a Sadat goes to Jerusalem or Nixon goes to China kind of thing that changes the dynamic of this whole thing.
Yeah.
Because it's just going to continue. And the hate on both sides, you know, it's not healthy.
Well, and you know what else isn't healthy? The fact that even though America has obviously had ties to Israel, the fact that that we are seeing issues in our own country as a result of it. That's just right. that's insane to me. And I'm sure, as I said, that that'll bleed into some voters' minds as this debate comes along tomorrow and as we get closer to the voting. Let's see, 6:15 here, just in time for our first traffic and weather update of this hour. This update is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Your small business keeps you on the go. Progressive Commercial Insurance keeps your policy within reach with their easy-to-use mobile app. You can learn more at progressivecommercial.com. All righty, looking at the traffic here, there's not a ton going on. Still got some minor backups on Pine Forest Road. Very minor, that is, if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Had some very heavy backups on 3 Mile Bridge trying to get into Gulf Breeze. We had an accident report there earlier, but that has cleared out. So it appears that there's not a ton going on the roads currently. Steve, how's the weather looking?
It's going to get wet tonight. Humid, maybe a slight chance of a shower before dawn. Low about 78 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, humid again. Possible heavy thunder showers in the afternoon. High about 87. Cooling down a bit. Clouds have moved in. 88 in Pensacola right now. Looks like it's 87 in Gulf Breeze and 88 in Milton. And that's your forecast from News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Thank you very much. All righty, just about 6:17 here. We'll get into our local headlines. Let's see. A retired Escambia County Sheriff's deputy hoping he can find a kidney donor to save his life. Rudy Brown spent 20 years on the job and even received a medal for saving someone's life, but after a shoulder injury required surgery, he was put on medication that ultimately damaged his liver. That led to kidney failure, and then a cancer diagnosis meant that he had to be removed from the kidney transplant list. He eventually made it back on the list, but since he's in the final stages of kidney failure, he's hoping to find a donor before it's too late, and he needs someone with type O blood. So if you'd like to learn more information, you can check the News Radio website for a phone number.
Well, this just in, deputies say a 4-year-old girl was kidnapped today in Escambia County. The sheriff's office said this afternoon that the authorities are looking for Alma Lisette Moreno. She's believed to be with a suspect who's 24-year-old Alvin Vasquez Martinez. The sheriff's office says they're not related, but they do know each other. Alma was last seen today on the 700 block of Truman Avenue. She was wearing a blue-white jumpsuit. She has brown hair, brown eyes, 3 feet tall. She speaks in Spanish, and no further details were released. If you have any information on the whereabouts of the victim or the suspect, call 911.
All righty. Thank you very much, sir. And a sad case of vandalism in Walnut Hill. Someone has reportedly broken the windows out of a log schoolhouse that dates back 140 years.
Wow.
The old schoolhouse is located next to the Walnut Hill Community Center on Highway 97. And if you have any information on this, you're asked to contact the Escambia Sheriff's Office or Crime Stoppers.
Well, the International Paper Pensacola Mill Foundation is awarding $57,000 in foundation grants to area nonprofit organizations. The foundation says the money will be awarded to organizations that address education, hunger, health, and wellness. Also, disaster relief. Interested organizations can apply for a grant funding at ipgiving.com. Again, that's ipgiving.com.
Thank you very much, Steve. All righty, just about 6:19. We'll take a quick break. When we return, state and national news. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola.
Waiting for a great finance rate on a great Volkswagen? Well, the wait is over. Now at Feedmore Imports, eligible buyers can receive 0% APR for 60 months on the 2024 Volkswagen Taos. This sporty VW Taos S is waiting for you with 0% APR for 60 months or a discounted price of $24,491. And the 2024 Tiguan S discounted to $29,516 or take 2.9% APR for 60 months. The 24 Atlas Cross Sport SE with 2.9% APR for 60 months or a sale price of $36,206. And the Atlas SE with technology, now discounted $2,500 to $41,793 or take 2.9% for 60 months. Great Volkswagens, great rates, and a great family-owned dealership. Feedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate in lieu of discounts and for qualifying credit through BCI. Sale price before tax, title, and associated dealer fees. See dealer for details.
Hurricane season is here, and Gulf Breeze Natural Gas helps provide the most reliable energy source. There are advantages to having natural gas in your home or business. Major storms typically do not cause widespread outages because gas lines are buried and protected. Most appliances, including cooking and hot water, still work during electrical outages. A gas generator gets everything back up and running within 30 seconds. That's the length of this commercial. Learn more about how to be best prepared at GulfBreezeNaturalGas.com.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech of Professional Air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him tomorrow morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Tesnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text LION to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text LION to 42424. That's LION to 42424.
You were cleared for takeoff at the National Naval Aviation Museum. From thrilling hands-on experiences to historical insights, the National Naval Aviation Museum is where dreams take flight. Go Mach Speed in a flight simulator. Let inspiration soar among the 150 beautifully restored aircraft. Escape to the giant screen theater and cap off your day at the flight deck store. Whether it's a day to dream, be inspired, or remember history, experience the National Naval Aviation Museum. Visit navalaviationmuseum.org to plan your visit today.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. I'm going to be out for a little while, but don't worry, we've got some outstanding folks filling in for me. Smart people who I trust. Dave Merzen, Kristen Rhodes, John Hutchinson, and Craig Heinzman will be holding down the fort and talking with you about the news of the day, local events, and of course, their fantastic and very entertaining perspective on all of it. So I'll be back very soon, and you can always check out the podcast and listen to the Pensacola Morning News at newsradio923.com.
Former President Donald Trump and President Joe Biden debate their visions for America tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Hear it live on News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
When we kiss, my heart's on fire, burning with a strange desire.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. We mentioned, and I think it was in the first hour, I said, yeah, I've got bumper music that I put in before we start the show. And we were talking about Graceland and Elvis and all that. And I said, yeah, I got an Elvis song. And that was the one called Surrender.
Surrender.
So, yes. Yeah. So, yeah, pretty good one. Pretty good one. Anyway, just about 6:25 here. We'll get things started with another quick check of the roads and weather, starting with what I got from a caller right when we went to break.
Yeah.
We do have an intersection light at Pace and Fairfield blinking yellow. So it's being treated like a four-way stop, obviously. And, you know, there's been no problems, at least not yet. Hopefully it stays that way. However, you know, that is going to back up traffic a little bit when one car has to go at a time. So yeah. Just be on the lookout for that.
I will, because that's my trip home.
Really? The intersection of Pace and Fairfield, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, so if you are like Steve and are traveling there, one, you may see him in a little bit. But two, just, you know, keep that in the back of your head, because it could be a little bit hectic having to navigate through all that. But outside of that, though, I'm looking at our map here, and there doesn't appear to be much, if any, congestion going on. So if you're dealing with any problems outside of Pace Fairfield, there shouldn't be much holding you up. Steve, how's the weather?
It's going to get wet tonight. Humid with a slight chance of a shower, low about 78. But tomorrow, mostly cloudy and humid with a possible heavy thunder shower or two by the afternoon. High about 87. Cooling down, it's 87 in Pensacola, 87 in Gulf Breeze, and 88 in Milton. And that's your forecast from News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Thank you very much, sir. All right. Alrighty, let's get right into these state headlines, shall we?
Okay.
Jury deliberations underway in the sentencing trial for a man convicted of killing five women at a Highlands County bank. bank. We've covered this name before. Closing arguments were held earlier today as Zephin Xavier now waits for his fate. During testimony, a psychiatrist explained how she didn't believe Xavier was suffering from mental distress when he shot the victims at a SunTrust bank in Sebring back in 2019. He is now facing the death penalty, and if the jury doesn't make a recommendation by this evening, they will be sequestered overnight.
Florida authorities are increasing their efforts as they continue to look for a teenager who disappeared more than a couple of months ago. The Florida Department of Law Enforcement upgraded the case of 17-year-old Graciela Lopez to a missing child alert earlier today. She was last seen wearing a blue sweater with graffiti on the back and black and white pants in Fort Myers on April 20th. She was seen near the city's Winkler neighborhood before she went missing. Anybody with information about the teen's whereabouts, call 911.
And Florida gas prices are continuing to experience an upward trend as the start of the 4th of July travel season approaches. That's what we always like to hear.
Mm-hmm.
AAA says that fuel costs jumped by 5 cents overnight, bringing the new state average to $3.44 a gallon. That's 13 cents more than this time last week. And Gas Buddy says the drop in prices it initially anticipated are on hold as oil climbs. Millions of residents in the state, of course, expected to hit the roads for the upcoming holiday, with some people heading out as soon as Saturday. Steve, you said we had some local prices, correct?
Yes, I looked it up. It's scabby as average price is $3.10 a gallon. Santa Rosa County's average is $3.15 a gallon. It's really not too bad.
No. Relatively speaking, no. That's pretty
could be worse.
Forgivable, yeah. Northeast Florida, noticing a rise in heat-related illnesses as summer is officially underway. In Jacksonville, UF Health and HCA Memorial Hospital say that they have each seen at least 4 admissions tied to the rising temperatures so far this month. The National Weather Service says a heat advisory is in effect for North Florida, the Panhandle, and Big Bend area until 7 p.m., with feels-like temperatures expected to reach up to 112 degrees. Older residents, children, and those with chronic health conditions are the most at risk during this kind of weather, of course. Forecasters are advising people to drink plenty of water and stay out of the direct sun.
And while we're talking about Jacksonville, the Jaguars are staying in Northeast Florida for at least another 3 decades.
Good.
City leaders there approved a historic stadium renovation deal that'll keep the franchise where it is for 30 years. The redevelopment will cost more than $1 billion, with the city paying more than half of the bill. The deal will still need to be approved by the NFL owners later on this year. The Jags are expected to continue playing their games at the Everbank Stadium this upcoming season as the construction begins on their new stadium. The team's likely going to be playing at an alternative site, though, in 2027 before the so-called Stadium of the Future opens in the following year.
Here nationally, Homeland Security Secretary. Easy for most people to say, I guess not me. Alejandro Mayorkas says that President Biden's unilateral border actions are working. While speaking from Tucson, Arizona today, Mayorkas said that Border Patrol encounters have dropped by 40% since the president issued an executive order limiting asylum. He added, however, that Congress must take action to fix the broken immigration system and criticized Republicans who sank a bipartisan border deal earlier this year. Biden this month took executive action to shut down asylum requests once the average number of daily migrant encounters hits 2,500 between official ports of entry.
And here's what Mayorkas said earlier today.
We are imposing stricter consequences for those who cross the border without authorization. These actions are changing the calculus for those considering crossing our border.
And, of course, Congress must take action to fix the immigration system on its own. And basically, the ball's in the court.
Yeah, it is. Primary election results in for New York, Colorado, and Utah. New York progressive Democrat Jamal Bowman lost his seat in the 16th Congressional District in a challenge from Westchester County Executive George Latimer. And then in Colorado, Republican Congresswoman Lauren Boebert leaving the state's 3rd District and won the GOP primary in the state's 4th. Greg Lopez won a special election in Colorado as well to take over now-retired Representative Ken Buck's vacant seat in the 4th District. And in Utah, Republican Representative John Curtis will be competing with Democrat Caroline Gleick to succeed Senator Mitt Romney. And Utah has not elected a Democrat to the U.S. Senate since 1970.
And I'm not sure that's going to change anytime soon.
It probably won't.
Well, there was a final report from the toxic train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, revealed more information on what led up to that incident. It states a wayside detector in Salem, Ohio, inaccurately recorded the temperature of a burning wheel bearing, setting a non-critical alert to the Norfolk Southern Help Desk, which was not forwarded to the train crew. They basically didn't know, and basically it was too late for them to avoid the disaster when it happened because they didn't know what was happening.
Yeah.
And report states the controlled burn of the hazardous chemicals that were in some of the train cars was not necessary.
Oh, very well. All righty. 6:30 here. Excuse me. When we return, we'll get some sports headlines followed by health, business, science, and some pop culture stuff as we bleed into the final moments of the show this evening. Pensacola right now.
Fox News, I'm Jack Callahan. Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas in Arizona today said the president's executive actions on immigration have reduced illegal migrant encounters at the southern border.
The executive actions are no substitute for congressional action. Only Congress can deliver a full and lasting solution.
Secretary Mayorkas called inaccurate a report that as many as 400 people were smuggled into the U.S. with the help of an ISIS-backed network. Robert Cremo III, accused of killing seven people at a July 4th parade in suburban Chicago 2 years ago, backed out of a plea deal at the last minute today. This woman's mother was one of the victims.
We came to court today in hopes that we could put this out of our mind. We have 4th of July coming up, and it will be 2 years, and all I wanted was to be able to fully grieve my mom.
America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Amazon is reaching a $2 trillion market valuation for the first time as an artificial intelligence-fueled rally pushed the tech giant deeper into record territory today. Shares rose Wednesday as high as 3.6% and finished during today's trading session up nearly 4%. Americans who phoned the IRS this year saw two-thirds of their calls go unanswered. Taxpayers successfully reached a human about 31% of the time this tax season, according to the agency's own taxpayer advocate. Despite seemingly low rates, the IRS rated its service a score of 88%, up from a dismal 4% during the lows of the pandemic, when reaching anyone was a tall ask. U.S. stocks finished today's session mostly higher. The Dow Jones Industrial gained 15, the S&P 500 was up 8, and the NASDAQ Composite gained 87. Oil futures for August finished under 81 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Big Machine Records and Petty Country, a country celebration of Tom Petty. Last year, the NBA draft was centered entirely around Victor Wembanyama. Now the reigning rookie of the year needs help, and the San Antonio Spurs have two picks in the top 10 of the draft at 4-8. And if I have one wish for the 2024 draft, it's that UConn's big man Donovan Clingan ends up in San Antonio. Imagine how fun it would be watching those two big athletic freaks play on the same squad. I'm Zach Gelb.
Petty Country, a country music celebration of Tom Petty, bringing the top talent in country and Americana music together to create a 20-song tribute to Petty's dynamic musical legacy, including Chris Stapleton, Luke Combs, Thomas Rhett, Dierks Bentley, George Strait, Carly Pierce, Dolly Parton, Willie Nelson, Lainey Wilson, Winona, and more. Petty Country, out now, sponsored by Big Machine Records.
The light is fading, your hands are sore, and the last tool has been put away. Now is the time to feel the satisfaction that comes with a job well done. But when you get your tools from Harbor Freight, something about the job feels a little different. Your wallet. Because we believe that everyone deserves hardworking tools at hardworking prices. And that's what we have here. So, whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight.
Here in Pensacola, we love our Blue Angels, and we'll get to watch their spectacular performance at the Pensacola Beach Air Shows in July. But how much do you know about the fascinating history of the Blue Angels? Did you know the original name of the team was the Blue Lancers? Did you know that the Blue Angels shot down Japanese Zeros during air shows? Did you know that Fat Albert once saved lives by preventing a plane crash at sea? Take to the skies and learn these interesting stories, plus lots more, as News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 presents The History of the Blue Angels, every weekday morning at 8:15 and afternoons at 4:15 through the 12th of July. This special broadcast is presented by Naval Aviation Museum Foundation. It's The History of the Blue Angels, every weekday morning at 8:15 and afternoons at 4:15. On News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Every
Every year, Steve Faircal climbs the stairs of the John Hancock Center in Chicago, 94 floors to the top.
It's called the hustle up the Hancock.
It's hard to believe when you watch Steve today that a few years ago, his lungs were failing and he was fighting to survive.
For 8 hours a day, someone was pounding on my chest to try and keep my lungs clear. I honestly don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received the gift of life, a double lung transplant made possible by an organ donor.
After I got my new lungs, I started doing things that I had never been able to do. I never knew that breathing could feel this good.
Steve climbs to honor his donor and to raise awareness for organ, eye, and tissue donation.
Wouldn't you like that when you left this beautiful planet, that you could save a few lives on your way out? It's an incredible gift.
Imagine what you could make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Join Tim Ireland from Forrest Jordan and Associates, the Generator Guys, tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Tim will be sharing his expertise on home generators and what's involved in getting one for your home. Information on why you would need one, system costs, and what a home generator can do for your home, and answer questions on how they work.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for plus with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3 and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just a little bit past 6:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see what we got here. Looking around on the roads, we could still be having some issues. We did get a caller saying that the intersection of Pace Boulevard and Fairfield Drive did have a blinking yellow light, and that was causing people, you know, obviously to treat the intersection like a four-way stop, which could cause some backups for sure. But there doesn't appear to be anything severe, any severe backups being caused by that at this time, assuming that the light is still blinking. But outside of that, there's not anything going on the roads congestion-wise. Steve, how's the weather?
It's going to get wet tomorrow. Well, tonight, humid with a slight chance of a shower, low about 78 degrees. Tomorrow starts off pretty cloudy and humid and possible heavy thunder showers in the afternoon, high about 87. Cooling down a bit, it's 87 in Pensacola, 86 in Gulf Breeze, and 87 in Milton. And that's your forecast from News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
All righty. Thank you very much. Let's see. Getting into some sports headlines here. Let's touch on what's currently going on. So we just got the start of the NBA draft coverage, or at least we should soon.
Yeah.
The coverage starts at 6:30. That may be solely on ESPN, but the first round is going to be getting underway at 7 on ABC and ESPN. The Atlanta Hawks have the number one pick. And some names to look out for tonight include Donovan Clingan. He's a UConn center, Kentucky guard Reed Shepard, and of course, Purdue center Zach Edey. And we're going to have round two starting a bit earlier tomorrow. I think it starts at 4. So we'll give updates on that in our sports segment tomorrow. But yeah, so round one going to be starting in about 20 minutes. And then we've also got some MLB action going on. So the local teams didn't really show out too well. Rays fell to Mariners. Marlins fell to the Royals. Those were by scores of 5-2 and 5-1, respectively. The Braves beat the Cardinals 6-2 earlier today, but that's just the first half of a doubleheader they have with St. Louis. They are now playing them again, and in the top of the third, they are scoreless. So that is anyone's game at this point. Hopefully the Braves can go 2-0 today.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so that's what's going on currently. As far as what's happened recently, the Cubs releasing veteran catcher Yan Gomez, 37-year-old, had a 1.54 batting average this season before he was designated for assignment last week, and the Cubs will be on the hook for the remainder of Gomez's $6 million contract. He's now a free agent. Steve, what else is going on?
Well, I was thinking about that 1.54 batting average. Not exactly right. High. It's probably more like what I could do. Well, also, some news from the WNBA. The Minnesota Lynx are your Commissioner Cup champions,
yes,
beating the New York Liberty 94-89, with the Liberty having received praise as a super team. This is a huge moment for the Lynx, who had a dynasty throughout the 2010s before seeing a competitive dip. The Lynx currently hold a regular season record of 13-3, tied with Connecticut's for the second best in the league.
Mm, yeah, the Lynx, they had quite a run, particularly from 2011 to 2017, and they did have a bit of a drop, so they're really popping off now. Good for them.
And I think it's pretty cool that the women now are being featured like the men have been for decades.
Yes, they've been getting a lot of love, particularly, you know, we had this loaded class, and Caitlin Clark's the biggest name, but we also had Angel Reese, Camilla Cardoso, Cameron Brink, I mean, several big names, and we, you know, we just now talked about Donovan Klingon, a big star for UConn's men, but UConn women had a couple of big names. Nika Mull, I think is how you say your last name, and Paige Becker. She's returning to college, though.
Yeah.
But the thing is, there's been a lot of big names, both collegiate and pro, that are turning folks around. So, yeah, that's really awesome. In college football, some unfortunate news. A University of South Florida football player is dead following a crash in the Midwest earlier this week. Police in Carver County, Minnesota, say that 20-year-old Tegan Martin was involved in a rollover crash in Hollywood Township on Monday morning. Authorities say that he was traveling at a high speed, that they say the driver was traveling at a high speed before his car ended up in a ditch. Martin joined the Bulls as a tight end last year, and the university, of course, released a statement extending their thoughts and prayers to Martin's loved ones.
Well, U.S. women's soccer legend Alex Morgan has been left off of the USWNT roster for the 2024 Olympics. This is the team's first major tournament without her since the 2008 Olympics, before she even debuted for the team. Morgan, who is about to turn 35, leads active U.S. players in caps and goals, the caps being 224 and goals being 123.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, so we're talking about her all-time statistics, and of course, you know, she's a seasoned vet, and she does have some longevity because she's a pretty household name if you even remotely follow women's soccer. I will say, though, see, this is just where, and we were just talking about the WNBA. Mm-hmm. We saw a situation like this recently with Caitlin Clark. But also with Diana Taurasi. Caitlin Clark's a young star, up-and-comer. She did not make the Olympic basketball team. Diana Taurasi is a veteran who has inferior statistics, and she did make it. And it's like, okay, well, where do we establish, you know, when are you good enough to be on the team?
How
when
do you qualify?
Yeah, exactly, because it's like we've got an up-and-coming star who's very popular, and she can pop off, but she's more inconsistent, and she's wet behind the ears. Then you've got Diana Taurasi, statistical liability potentially, but she's, you know, a big name, and she has the experience. Now we've got Alex Morgan. She has the experience. She has, you know, stats, whatever, but she may not be good enough currently, so I don't know.
But they imply, because she's about to turn 35, you know.
Talking about her age there.
Yeah, 35. Well, I'm more than halfway of my age.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's the thing. She's a vet and obviously great career, but I don't know. I mean, obviously the soccer team and the basketball team can be looking at it very differently. It's just that this is nonetheless a story that kind of feeds into that. Okay.
Maybe looking, I don't know, maybe for more name recognition versus the ability. I'm not sure.
Well, and that's the thing. I think this is just a matter of, okay, her age, you know, and where she is performance wise currently may be a bit too big of a question mark, but you know, what do I know? I don't know anything about women's soccer. Just about 6:45 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. And when I say quick, I mean it. We do have some backups still at North Pace Boulevard and Fairfield Drive. Some backups are developing there because of a traffic light that is blinking yellow. So it's kind of being treated like a four-way stop at this point. Outside of that, though, there doesn't appear to be too much on the roads going on. Steve, how about the weather?
It's going to be humid tonight with a slight chance of a shower, low about 78. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, humid again. Possible heavy thunder showers in the afternoon, though, high about 87. Right now it is 87 in Pensacola, 86 in Gulf Breeze, and 86 in Milton, and that's your forecast from News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Alrighty, moving on to some health, business, and science notes here. Steve, I kind of touched on this last hour.
Yeah.
When it comes to talking about loneliness, you know, we talk about emotions and how it can impact you, whether it be emotional, mental stress, wear and tear, whatever you want to call it. This could be depression, anxiety, whatever. Mm-hmm. Well, loneliness apparently can join that club. It reportedly could impact your risk of having a stroke. A new study shows that older adults who reported being chronically lonely had a 56% higher stroke risk than those who rated their loneliness low. The lead study author at Harvard noted the importance of assessing loneliness and said, quote, consequences may be worse if ignored.
And there are people who could, you know, they thrive being alone. Yeah. They feel like they don't need other people. But I think humanity, we tend to need other people because we're social animals.
Yeah.
Human contact is important. But there are some people who desperately, you know, need somebody, anybody around, so they're not lonely.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. But it seems like where that is concerned, the older you are, it may be a good idea to have some companionship of some kind.
Yeah.
That would lower your risk of having a stroke.
Yes, just very, very bluntly said. Yeah, you know, make sure you have a companion so mm-hmm. you don't have a stroke.
Well, yes. I mean, look at my case. I was happy being an older guy who was a single guy, didn't need anybody in my life. He had friends and so forth like that, had a right. social life. But when I met my wife, at the time she wasn't, of course, you know, there was this connection there, and I didn't need to get married. I didn't, you know, didn't need to have a person in my life, but I wanted a person in my life. But
right.
being alone didn't bother me.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. It's just everyone emotionally is different. Mm. Vibe session. Speaking of vibes. Vibe session is the term being used to characterize the disconnect between the economy's overall strength and its perceived weakness among consumers.
That sounds like an interesting name for a band.
Yeah, vibe session. Yeah, maybe a psychedelic band.
Yeah.
According to TransUnion, concerns about inflation and interest rates are now at a two-year high. The consumer price index increased 3.3% in May relative to a year earlier. Prices are still rising. They're just growing at a slower pace than they had been. Higher inflation coupled with the Federal Reserve's 11 rate hikes since 2022 have hit working class Americans particularly hard.
Well, we're on a downer note here. Cancer centers are reporting drug shortages. Among 28 centers across the U.S., 89% reported at least one drug used to treat cancer symptoms or treatment side effects was in short supply. That's according to a survey by the National Comprehensive Cancer Center. The problem is reportedly fueled by a combination of supply chain problems and overseas companies cutting back on unprofitable drug manufacturing.
Oh, my goodness. And many states fail to track how often children in foster care facilities are abused. That's according to a report from the Health and Human Services Office of Inspector General. It looks at how states monitor whether children in residential facilities are being mistreated. And the report found that many states had missing or incomplete information in areas that could give oversight.
Well, Instagram is admitting it accidentally changed user settings to automatically limit political content ahead of the first presidential debate tomorrow. The option to limit such content from appearing on users' feeds was first created by parent company Meta in February. Company spokesman says the company is working to fix it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why. Because that's the thing. It says it accidentally changed their settings to automatically limit political content ahead of Thursday's first president. I don't know why they would be. I don't know why that would be happening at this time of year, no less, with what's going on. That's
especially
really odd.
The timing with the debate.
Yeah, that's really weird. 6:48 here. We will take one last quick break. When we return, one last rundown of our pop culture notes, wacky, weird stories, and some good news as well. You're listening to Pensacola right now on a Thursday on News Radio Pensacola.
Marcus Point Baptist Church is excited to present the 2024 Sportsman's Night Out. Join us as we hear from Rick Burgess of the Rick and Bubba Show and Hall of Fame fishing legend Hank Parker. It all happens at the Pensacola Bay Center on August 8th at 6:30 p.m. You could win amazing prizes like a new camper from Carpenter's Campers, a Kubota side-by-side from Coastal Machinery Company, and even more from sponsors like Builders First Source and Florida Air Conditioning and Heating. Tickets are only $10 and on sale at Ticketmaster.com. Get yours before they're gone.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. 4 to 7 on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. 6:52 here. Steve, when I went to break, did you by any chance happen to catch what I said?
Yeah, you said it was Thursday.
Yes, I did.
I had to look at my calendar and go, no, it's not.
That's the thing. We went to break. I started playing the commercial, and then I just kind of shut up for a second, and I was thinking about how I said it, because I remembered saying in the middle of it, and I'm like, yeah, that probably sounded awkward. And now I'm like, wait a minute, did I say Thursday? And then I had made the mistake earlier today thinking it was Thursday, so I'm like, I most likely did that. I checked our text line. Next thing I know, we have a texter saying, it's Thursday, or it's Wednesday, right? I'm just like, oh my God, okay, so yeah. Anyway, my apologies. We always talk about how informative, local, and dependable we are, and it's amazing how I almost subconsciously try to sabotage that. But yes, it is Wednesday.
It is Wednesday.
Yes, all righty. Glad that we got that out of the way. Anyway, just about 6:53 here. We'll tackle a couple of pop culture notes before we get one last quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. Willie Nelson will miss another date on his Outlaw Music Festival tour.
Yes, he's not going to be on the road again.
Yeah, I have completely, like, on an hourly basis, not expected that. The 91-year-old country music legend will not perform at the tour stop in Virginia Beach tonight. It was announced last week that Nelson had been ordered to rest for 4 days on doctor's orders because he wasn't feeling well. That forced him to miss the first 3 dates of the tour with Bob Dylan and Robert Plant and Alison Krauss.
What a lineup that is.
Absolutely. Mm. Wednesday's update said that Nelson is expected to return to the tour shortly. The next stop for the Outlaw Music Festival is scheduled for Friday in Syracuse, New York.
Well, federal authorities are now handling the investigation into the attempted fraudulent foreclosure of Graceland. Lisa Taylor has more.
The Tennessee Attorney General's office said the investigation is best suited for federal law enforcement, adding they have faith in our federal partners and know they will handle this appropriately. An identity thief from Nigeria may be behind the attempt to auction off Elvis Presley's famed estate. Graceland is the second most visited home in the United States, with only the White House receiving more visitors on a yearly basis. I'm Lisa Taylor.
And it was kind of, when that first hit, I thought, what? Graceland is bankrupt?
Yeah, no, I remember us covering that one.
Yeah, with all the visitors they get?
That was really odd. The first trailer is hitting the internet for Netflix's The Union. The film follows a spy who kidnaps her ex-boyfriend to retrieve a list that contains the identities of every American spy. She chooses her ex because he's seen as nobody and then trains him for the mission. The cast includes Mark Wahlberg, Halle Berry, J.K. Simmons, and Mike Coulter. The Union releases on Netflix on August 16th. And that's just one of the first trailers we have releasing. But before we get into the second one, that's right, we're going to keep you on the edge of your seat.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
Yeah, he is just shaking with anticipation. I see him over there. We're going to get one last quick check of the roads and weather. Doesn't appear to be much going on. If you're dealing with any traffic issues, wherever you may be, they hopefully should not hold you up for too long. Steve, how's the weather?
Weather looks like it's going to rain tomorrow. Tonight, though, humid with a slight chance of a shower later on, low about 78 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, humid, with possible heavy thunder showers in the afternoon, high about 87. Cooling down, 86 in Pensacola. It's 86 also in Gulf Breeze and 85 in Milton. And that's your forecast from News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
All righty. Thank you very much, sir. Let's see. Well, Steve, I kind of set you up for it. What's the other trailer we got?
Well, the other trailer that's being released, it's for the Tom Hanks-led movie. It's called Here. That's H-E-R-E. The film focuses on a 100-year story of a single house and the people that lived there throughout that time. The camera, this is interesting, is at the same fixed angle for the entire duration of the movie without moving. I guess they just set the camera up and just turned it on and let it go. Don't need a camera operator or anything. The rest of the cast in this movie includes Robin Wright, Paul Bettany, looks like Kelly Riley, and David Flynn are there too. Here, the movie that is, hits theaters on November 15th.
Oh, all righty. Very nice. Let's see. Getting into some wacky and weird stories here. I'm competitive when it comes to games. I played, you know, I play games casually now, but I used to play them with a bit more of an edge, a little while back. But I never did anything like this. An online gamer from New Jersey, now under arrest in Florida, accused of flying here so he could attack another gamer that he was feuding with.
Really?
Police in Fernandina Beach, Florida, just outside Jacksonville, say they arrested Edward Kong after he broke into a home and was standing over a man with a hammer in his hand.
Oh, boy.
Officials say that Kong took a middle-of-the-night flight from Newark after the man angered him while they played the online role-playing game ArcheAge. They say he bought the hammer and a flashlight once he got there and was wearing all black when the victim's father found him. The victim is okay, and luckily, Kong, whose hometown has not been identified, has been charged with attempted murder and burglary.
Well, the man known as the worst boyfriend in Manhattan has been sentenced to 4 to 8 years in prison. Why? He was stealing nearly $2 million from 5 women in romance scams. Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg says Nelson Kahn pleaded guilty earlier this month to grand larceny and scheme to defraud. Bragg says the 71-year-old pretended to be a wealthy art dealer and investor when he preyed on older, rich women on online dating apps. Kahn, who often went by fake names, convinced his victims to invest in phony investment opportunities as they fell for him. Mm-hmm. And with a name like Kahn, come on, man.
Yeah, it's kind of like a self-fulfilling prophecy there, in a way.
Right.
Or at least, I don't know. It's been a while since I've taken psychology. You get the joke. Lastly, here for wacky and weird stories, a former voice actor for Bob's Burgers expected to plead guilty to participating in, of all things, the Capitol riot.
Oh, no.
Jay Johnston played Jimmy Pesto Sr. in the long-running Fox cartoon series. It's been a while since I've seen the show, but if you've seen it, you can correct me if I'm wrong here. I believe he was the culinary rival to Bob. He had like a restaurant across the street from Bob's Burgers or something like that. He played a villain in the show. Apparently, video showed Johnston rioting outside the Capitol building on January 6th, 2021, of course, and he's now facing 4 counts of felony obstruction of officers. New court documents released this week show that Johnston has a hearing scheduled for July 8th, at which he will be changing his plea from not guilty to guilty.
Well, we got some good news.
We do.
Yeah, we've talked time and time again about the Justin Timberlake drama that's been going on, but finally something wholesome is being tied to it. Last night at Madison Square Garden, while on his Forget Tomorrow tour, Timberlake was welcomed by a packed house that included fans shouting reassurances such as, "We forgive you," and "Everybody makes mistakes." And seems like you want to change the name of the tour to the Forget Yesterday tour. due to the incidents that happened.
Yeah, I made a similar joke when Joe and I were covering the story the other day. But yes, and lastly here, this good news has nothing to do with anything journalistic.
It's good news for you.
Yes, I'm just a happy boy.
Yeah.
Whataburger has brought back their Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich. It's back for a limited time. So
and
if
it's
you,
your favorite.
Yes, if you love it half as much as I do, you will go ahead and get that whenever you can. I had it for lunch today. The minute I heard it was out, I had to get it on my way here. Alrighty, 6:59. The show's over.
Yay.
Steve, take care, my friend. We will be right back in here in the studio tomorrow, giving you another rundown of everything going on in your world today, or I guess tomorrow. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola.